This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. A little more than a decade ago, Shelley Bear was working with an organization that supports people with disabilities, and somebody suggested making a fundraising calendar, nudes of women with disabilities. The calendar never happened, but the idea lingered with Bear.
It got me thinking, you never see beauty and disability and sexuality together.
Bear had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. It hindered her growth and left her with visible disability as an adult. Bear is a social worker and leader of several training programs at the University of Miami's Medical School. And she now runs the Bold Beauty Project, an all-volunteer photography series focused on women with disabilities. At the end of this month, the series goes on display at the Jackson Memorial Hospital Rehabilitation Center. Bear spoke with me about the project.
Why specifically focus on women with disabilities?
I guess we were looking at beauty, you know, and stereotypes and sexuality. And women have it a little harder than men in that sphere. And you add a disability into the mix. So there's a little more stereotypes, I would say.
One of the images is a portrait of a woman who appears to be underwater, kind of swimming out of her wheelchair, and the way it's lit, rays of light are coming down on her, but there's also the hard architecture of the wheelchair there. What do you see when you look at this picture?
I see freedom, and I see beauty. Like, she seemed very strong and powerful.
How have the photo shoots changed the way that you look at yourself or that you hear other women who do this look at themselves?
It's really changed the way I've looked at myself. When I did it originally the first time, I had poor body image and I never really looked in a full-length mirror. It really changed how I see myself. It was kind of like an aha moment that I am beautiful, you know, like kind of owning it, because people tell me I'm beautiful, but of course my family and friends, but until you really believe it and own it, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Oh yeah, you're saying that because you're related to me. But then just seeing how I was portrayed and how the image came out, that is me. If I had had something like this experience when I was a teenager, of course, not the nudity part, but the body image part and the self-esteem, that would have saved me a lot of years of therapy. I never saw women in the media or the fashion magazines that I devoured that looked like me. And that's part of one of the missions and visions of our project, is to improve that. You know, I've heard so many stories of women that have done it and were just transformed as well.
I think a lot of us are taught from a very early age that it's not polite to stare, particularly at somebody who may have a disability. But this photo project really invites just that. It asks you to look at women in a way that you don't normally see them. What kinds of reactions do you see from people who are really looking at these images and these women?
Their reaction is overwhelming and so positive, and they're really taken aback. They begin to see disability in a different light.
What is the change that you hope to inspire with this project?
Looking at disability in a new way, creating new standards of beauty, that you can be beautiful, sensual, sexual, and have a disability. And I think this does achieve that.
That was Shelley Bear, founder of the Bold Beauty Project. There will be an open house for the photographs on February 28th at the Jackson Memorial Hospital Rehabilitation Center. You can find more details at our website, wlrn.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack.